Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 8, Episode 42. Hooters is our presenting sponsor, has been our presenting sponsor, was a terrific host for a wild, wild draft night earlier this year. Go to originalhooters.com to find the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Remember, they have $6 drinks all day, every day, and they celebrate the 40-year anniversary of Hooters on the 4th of each month. That just made me feel old. Throwback events, 83-cent wings, other great specials on the 4th of each month, but you get those $6 drinks all day, every day. At Hooters, again, visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com for your fantasy questions, write.todd@yahoo.com. For last week and this week, just based on the ordered episodes for the season, I pared down to one per week. So if you're wondering where was the second episode last week, don't wonder that this week. One episode last week, one episode this week, based on how many were ordered for the season. We do so much leading up to your draft, knowing how important that is. We've given you multiple episodes every week until last week. So we're just gearing down a little bit based on what we need to do. And again, I'm there for you with any of your personal fantasy questions. On demand at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. In my three leagues, no major changes at the top. I always try to acknowledge who's doing what at the top. Haven't been any major trades in and around the top. Interestingly, that in the podcast league, sort of just the podcast league, there are two podcast leagues. One we call the League of Champions, and one we just called the Podcast League. I got a text yesterday from an owner saying, yeah, I made a trade. Can you change the rosters? I'm like, well, if you made a trade, do it on the website. And then I got a text later saying, yeah, forget it. So I don't know what was happening there. I'm going to leave the names out of it. I'm not suggesting there was anything fishy there, but that was odd. And they are owners who have played for quite some time. So I wonder if it was casual conversation and someone took it more seriously than the other. That's why you got to do it officially. That's why I got to take a look at it, evaluate it, make sure it isn't too one-sided based on the Yahoo Trade Evaluator before I approve it. And then the rosters reset. Would have been a blockbuster type deal. We're getting closer to the trade deadline in fantasy football, which is much later than the trade deadline in the National Football League, which was Halloween. Some clamor for the NFL to push back their trade deadline. I get that, but I'm not clamoring for it. So we will just proceed and talk about where we're at. Week 10. So again, Andrew DeWitt, based on surrogate drafting from the doc, from the foundation, leading the way in the podcast league. Captain Morgan continues to show the way in the League of Champions as our defending champion. And in the foundation, I lost big last week, could not overcome, basically in the foundation, week 7 and week 9 were my enormous buys. And I overcame it in week 7, couldn't overcome it in week 9. Probably wouldn't have mattered based on my opponent. But some of you are really impacted by key players not playing this week. Because the Eagles are off. The Dolphins are off. Who else? Vikings. No, I'm sorry. I have a star by Jefferson because he's hurt. Rams are off. And there's one more, and really don't seem to have any players in the top 18 at any position. So, but the Dolphins, Chiefs, and Eagles, yeah, there's a lot of guys there that are on rosters. So, here we go. And hang on a second. Let me check on something. Okay. let me move forward. I actually heard from a couple of owners in the League of Champions in the last 24 hours about some potential trade offers that did not happen. Was watching Fantasy Football Live on NFL Network last night as we record this on Wednesday morning. Give you a date. Wednesday the 8th. Talking about how quarterback scoring is down across the board in fantasy football. It had been going up each year, and here we are right about the midpoint, and it's down. Now, still, quarterbacks are showing the way as I look at my big board based on per game averages. This removes bye weeks. This removes games missed due to injury. It doesn't remove where a player gets injured in a game and can't finish the game. So that number is part of the average, but it's average per game played. Top 8 quarterbacks, based on my 21st century standard, modernized scoring settings. Allen, Hurts, Herbert, Stroud up to 4. Lamar, then Mahomes, then Tua, then Dak. Dak has moved back up to 8. So there's your top 8. The gap between those top quarterbacks and the top running backs isn't that significant. Not as much as previous years. Achan is the number one running back. When he comes back, when he's medically cleared, who knows? And how the Dolphins use him, what he did in a very small sample size. So technically he's RB1, but it's got an asterisk because it was so quick. It was just a few games. Then you go to McCaffrey. Now McCaffrey, I drafted him number one in the foundation. There was the big take McCaffrey, take Jefferson. I took McCaffrey. That worked out. Now, for the games Jefferson has played, he's been wide receiver 3. But that's almost a touchdown worse. Well, it's over a touchdown worse than McCaffrey per game in terms of points in my scoring settings. Yet, Jefferson is wide receiver 3 for the games that he's played in my settings. But the quarterback scoring is down. Running back scoring is up. So, as quarterbacks are scoring less, running backs are scoring more. In particular, with getting in the end zone, we're seeing more of that, or more of a volume with running backs than we are with explosive games for wide receivers. So just keep that in mind as you sort of look at your team and who's disappointing you and where you expected more points, that this year the running backs have struck back and quarterback scoring is down. And because quarterback scoring is down, that also means pass catcher scoring is down. So completing the thought on quarterbacks, because we did a big board like this a few weeks ago. Arrow has been pointing up on there. I mean, Josh Allen now 3.5 years running as QB1. I know Bills fans are just losing their mind about what is going on with their team. And in the end, some say it's going to cost Ken Dorsey his job. I keep saying it's going to cost McDermott and the whole staff their job. Because you can't have a franchise quarterback like this and be going in the wrong direction in a very competitive AFC. You are wasting great years of Josh Allen's career. It's not like his career is about to end, but not making the most of it. But there's Allen. He continues to be the number one player in fantasy football for 3.5-plus years running. Jalen Hurts, despite the bad knee, is right there at QB2. Herbert has bubbled up to 3 all of a sudden. There's Stroud at 4. Fantasy football's funny. I streamed Stroud instead of Burrow 2 weeks ago, got no passing touchdowns out of Stroud in a loss at Carolina, then cut him, put Burrow back in. Stroud throws 5 touchdowns and sets a rookie record against Todd Bowles and his shitty coach defense. Bowles, by the way, now 25-50 in his last 75 games as an NFL head coach, regular season or playoffs. Jackson 5, Mahomes 6, 2-7, Dak up to 8. Fields 9 may or may not play this week. Again, that's the Thursday game. I kind of doubt he will because it's a Thursday game. I mean, what's the point for the Bears? You might want to protect that guy, especially if you're thinking of upgrading at the quarterback position and hoping Fields still has trade value. The term bubble wrap comes to mind. Sam Howell at 10. Yeah. These are all close, though. Okay, so let's just take Prescott at 8. 15.85 points per game played. Fields, 9, 15.62. Howell, 15.56. Purdy, 15.56. Russell Wilson, 15.48. Love, 15.3. Dobbs, 15.11. A little surprising that they're ahead of Goff, they're ahead of Trevor, they're ahead of Burrow, is to me. Dobbs is outscoring Lawrence. Dobbs is outscoring Goff, Lawrence, and Burrow at the quarterback position. And just might get the Minnesota Vikings into the playoffs. Who knows? So there's a real separation between, you know, the top 5-6 quarterbacks and then everybody else kind of near the back end of that QB1. But it's been a disappointing year. Burrow's arrow is pointing up. You can see that. I own him in the foundation and am very as comfortable with him now as I've been all season. Let's go to the pass catchers. Tyreek Hill, top 3 pass catchers in my scoring settings. None playing this week. Tyreek, 17.26. A.J. Brown, 15.17. J.J. Jefferson, 14.62. There's Diggs. 13.93. Keenan Allen getting it done. You want a reason why Justin Herbert is bubbled up to QB3 in my scoring settings? It's because Keenan Allen is wide receiver 5. CeeDee Lamb up to 6. So there's been movement last couple weeks with the Cowboys, even though it was one win, one loss. Lamb moves up to wide receiver 6. Amon-Ra 7. Chase 8. DJ Moore 9. Mike Evans, quiet wide receiver 1. As the Bucs go down, Evans just continues to perform, 11.18. Thielen, 10.95. At wide receiver 11, Nico Collins, wide receiver 12, 10.89. Jordan Addison, 10.62. Brandon Ayuk, is it a quiet or a disappointing 10.57? I can't decide. I own him in all my leagues, and I keep thinking there's more there. Perhaps it's still to come. Puka Nacua at wide receiver 15. Mark Andrews is fractions ahead of Travis Kelce as the top tight end. Fractions. But when has this happened? I mean, we're over halfway through the season, and Travis Kelce is not tight end 1. It's Mark Andrews. He's had, 3 touchdowns last 3 games. Ravens rolling, fractions ahead of Kelce as the top 2 tight ends. And then Tank Dell off his recent performance and Stroud's recent performance. So the Texans, in my scoring settings, have 2 of the top 18 wide receivers. Can I say that about any other team? Yeah, the Vikings. And that's it. Wow. Well, Texans are a pass-first offense. As those of you who made the mistake of drafting Damian Pierce learn the hard way. Running back-wise, Achane technically is RB1, but a very, very, very small sample size and not playing this week. Don't know when he will. McCaffrey is RB2 and overall 2, just behind Allen. ETN, man, he's been good. 17.11. basically you're getting more weekly from ETN than you're getting from Mahomes. And you're almost getting as much weekly from ETN as you're getting from Hill. Again, this is based on my 21st century standard scoring settings. Mostert won't play this week. It's been very good. Stayed healthy. 16.84. Then Williams, of course, he's still out. Bigger sample size than Achane, so I just want to mention him at RB5. Montgomery returns this week. You hear hot hand, committee, shared workload for the Lions. Montgomery will still get his. He's RB6 at just under 16 points per game. Then Zach Moss, who had his big games early in the season, not so much last week. Eckler at 8, that arrow's pointing up based on the performance against the Jets. Kamara at 9, Kamara's been solid. On a Saints team where it's tough to make sense of anything, Kamara's been solid, even though he doesn't get the ball near the goal line. If it's in tight near the goal line, he's not the guy. You don't just hand it to him and try to pound it in with him. Derrick Henry, RB10, still. One more time, maybe his last call, probably definitely his last call in Tennessee, right? 13.08 for King Henry as an RB1. Barkley on a horrible team, still an RB1 at 12.87. Ken Walker hasn't had good weeks recently, but 12.54. Josh Jacobs, 11.64. Gibbs, off just a couple of big games, moves all the way up to RB14. Gus Edwards kind of does everything Kamara doesn't, you know, for the Ravens. Gus, RB15, just behind Gibbs. The highest B. Robinson on my board is Brian Robinson of the Commanders, not Bijan Robinson, thanks to Arthur Smith. Brian Robinson just touches the ball, just pounds the rock, gets you double digits every week. DeAndre Swift, who had huge week two, week three, you kind of wonder where it's gone since. He still gets touches. He just doesn't seem to be as much of a factor, but still on the season, and he won't play this week because the Eagles are off. He's a high RB2 at 11.1, and then there's Breece Hall, comes in at RB18, 10.9. Wasn't able to get it done against the Chargers, is perceived. I know Christina Freeland of NFL Network projects he has a shot to be RB1 this coming week against the Raiders. Okay, what's going on with your teams? Wright.Todd at Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd at Yahoo.com. This will be the only Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast for this week. Adjust your bye weeks accordingly. Hope I gave you some numbers that, for those of you thinking of maybe one more trade to try to, either before you wave the white flag on the season or one more trade to position yourself for your postseason. Hope I gave you something one way or the other to help you with that process. And if not, email me right.todd@yahoo.com. This will be the only podcast episode for this week, season 8, episode 42 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you. Thanks for listening.